It's ye olde him at that review, isn't it?
Oh,
love
hey,
it.
whoa.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Oh, that's all right. No, you go.
While we're doing this, Sam, can you check the league score? Right, funny enough, after I did my Dingle thing last week, all the storylines this week are about them.
That's how it works out.
Anyway, do you remember Marlon and Jess? They got married.
I do remember Marlon because he almost didn't make it to the wedding because he was on his way to Bristol.
Yeah,
massive attack and all that. Anyway, they did the proper wedding this time. That was just a lot of pretend one sort of thing because it's...
Well, it didn't sound like a great wedding, to be honest.
No, it wasn't a great wedding.
I can't imagine having a good wedding when you've been essentially fallen asleep, hungover in the back of a van.
You think you're going to end up in Bristol and you don't. But anyway, because you remember at the end of it, Billy, Jesse's son, turned up and he was in prison with Aaron Dingle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was that big fight that it was really horrible to him and all that. Anyway, Chaz Dingle, which is his son, turned up, found out that this boy was here, just went absolutely nuts and said, right, no one's going to the proper wedding. No Dingles are going. Right, just forget it.
Oh, right, like a whole kind of family
The Dingle code and all that.
But why though?
Dingle code.
What's the Dingle code?
Well, you know, you don't fuck with us, basically.
Right.
Shouldn't swear, but it's that simple. It's a Dingle code.
Right.
Don't
okay.
mess with a Dingle. Anyway, so what's happened is they were really struggling to get someone to turn up to the wedding to be a witness. So all of a sudden, from nowhere, a new character turned up that I haven't seen for ages, Mandy Dingle. Mandy Dingle.
That's not a religious name. I thought you said that they
some
were
of
all...
them are, don't...
I thought you said they were all based on saints' names. All right, okay.
Brand new, or just haven't seen
Oh, no, she was in it. I can remember her. In actual fact, me and a very good BFM person, Renee, we when it's... Because she watches Emmerdale, and we, like, message each other. She remembered her from 17 years ago she was in it.
Get out of it. Really? Is it the same actor? Or?
Same actress.
Wow.
It should be actor. I shouldn't say actress.
This is like if Dr. Opata came back.
All of a sudden pops back up in Shortland Street and is like, hey, I'm back.
She's turned up to the wedding, but she's got a son with her. She used to be married to Paddy, who is the vet.
Right.
Emma, who is now married to Chaz Dingle.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they're all cousins and all that. So she's turned up and she's got a son who's about 17, 18 years old, and he's just a spitting image of who I was just talking
Hold
about.
Hold on, wait a second. They're all actors though, aren't they? So how is it the spitting image?
Did they get
an actual child of an actor?
He looked pretty close to him.
Or is it prosthetics? Is it all done with CGI? Yeah, is it a deep fake?
Yeah,
but if you're going to get a spitting image.
So anyway, he's turned up and she said... She's blagged everybody and said, oh, I'm here for the wedding, but she was there for something else. So straight away you think, I look at him, he's like a real idiot, that's Paddy's son. So all the way through you're thinking, it's Paddy's son. And she said, oh, I need to talk to Paddy later and all this, so I've got something to tell him. Right, anyway, it carries on and carries on. I'm not even reading my notes anymore because I know.
Oh, he's going freestyle.
I'm just freestyling.
For those listeners who can't tell, Rob is just like looking up, his eyes are rolled back and he's just channeling Dingle.
I am as well. Anyway, you're thinking all the time it's his son. And she goes, no. What's actually happened is I found this old, like, picture. I looked at the back of it and there was a letter to Paddy's mum. And there's a wrestler called Wolf Bear. You know, like WWF sort of
wrestler. Wolf Bear is a crap name for a wrestler, I've got to say.
Oh, okay.
Wolf Bear.
Wolf Bear.
What is that, half
wolf
bear?
Bearer or wolf
No,
bear?
Wolf Bear. He's got like...
half wolf, half bear.
Like
which end is which?
He's wearing a hippie and he's got like fuzzy hair and all that. All
right.
So anyway, they found out that he's actually Paddy's real dad.
Right. Wolf Bear is Paddy's.
Wolf Bear is Paddy's dad. So all this... What are you laughing for? This is serious shit.
I am fucking serious.
So anyway, all his life he's thought is his real dad. Paddy's real dad. Isn't his real dad.
Yeah, right.
And it's all going to come out now. But There's another storyline going on. Belle Dingle mm-hmm. used to go out with this bloke, Lachlan. Remember the mugs? He killed everybody. He killed his mum, his sister. No, his mum, his dad, his granddad and all that, and his auntie.
I don't know if we mass covered murder. That during the...
No, Lachlan is real bad.
Was this killed... one of those dark storylines that we didn't touch on?
Sometimes, I've got to be honest, sometimes I don't talk about some of the storylines. Well,
can we just say, was it like a gas, like a carbon monoxide, or was
No. What happened was, they were in a car, and he just grabbed hold of the steering wheel and he steered it into an oncoming lorry.
Whoa.
So it was a...
Anyway, he's in prison. He killed loads of people, but he's been messing around with Belle.
In jail?
In jail. He's been... Hang on.
He survived, but the people in the...
Yeah, they all died.
It's like a death proof. You know that Quentin Tarantino? Death proof? It was like a scenario like that. Yeah.
Well, first off, he said it was an accident, but then he killed someone else and he just went nuts.
He turned it just to the point where, because he's in the driver's seat, he would survive, but
His mum was driving.
Oh, shit.
And he just got hold of the steering wheel and steered into an oncoming lorry.
I want to know is how he's messing around. So how's he messing around?
Anyway, all this stuff starts happening to Belle. It's her birthday. A whole load of dead flowers turn up. Ooh. She's looked at it and thought,
is that just a delivery malfunction?
And then the worst thing is her pet pig got killed.
Oh, fuck.
You never see it, thank Christ, because I love pigs.
They're like humans.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Do you know
their
what?
Eyes.
If I ever win the lottery, I'm buying two pigs and I've already got names for
their
them.
Their eyes know
what
stuff.
Are the names, Rob?
Kane Dingle.
Fat Alan. And Jimmy Five Bellies. Who are our actual real people, I might let you know.
If you're listening, New Zealand Lotteries Commission.
I want them Cooney
Coos. You know who's coming
up with
the jackpot.
Beautiful. Yeah,
that's my
idea.
Anyway, all this stuff's happening and this Lachlan's in prison. So Belle goes and sees him in prison and says, right, I know you're doing this shit. Like, you just stop it. He goes, I haven't done anything. I'm blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he goes into his cell and then goes under the toilet and pulls out a mobile phone. It's him all the time.
Ah, so he's doing it from...
He's doing it from inside. But lots more of that to come. And I just got to say one thing on the interview. I've had no luck so far. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to Instagram them and tell them to listen to these podcasts.
Yeah, keep the petition going, everyone. Yeah. The petition to get Rob
and
interview with
the Dingle. It's up to 5,500 people now. Thank you very much.
So did that phone in the toilet thing give you PTSD?
A little bit. PTSD?
PTSD.
Yes.
The scores New Zealand's leading by 6-4.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Well done, go Tonga.
Post-toilet distress? No.
So anyway, there's lots of other storylines going. Kane has lost the plot.
Has he? Because he seems like he's always kind of teetering on the edge.
He thinks he's killed someone.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give nothing away, but he had a fight the other day and he wouldn't fight because he just saw this person that he'd wasted and he said, I can't do it no more.
Well, I thought Kane was a bit of a kind of rumbler. I thought he was a bad boy.
I've seen him do some real bad stuff.
But he's kind of turning over a new leaf, isn't he? Isn't that his whole thing?
Oh.
I know you have an amazing amount of people trying to get you to interview a Dingle. What are your top three? I know you've said it before, but can you reiterate?
It'd be Kane.
Kane Dingle.
Chaz
Dingle.
Or Charity.
Or Charity Dingle.
Yeah.
Kane, Chaz, Charity.
Easy to remember.
All right. Yeah. Easy to remember. Yeah. Put it on your phone.
Kane
hashtag,
first.
Hashtag to Granada Television.
Yeah.
Kane, Chaz, or Charity.
Dingle or bust.
Dingle
hashtag
or bust.
Hashtag KCC. Yeah,
Thank you for putting up with that. Do you know what? I write it all out. As soon as I start doing it, I don't look at it no more.
I can see, Rob. I really mean it. It's like you're channeling the spirit of Emmerdale through you. Thank he you. Starts shaking. He starts sweating. His eyes start watering.
That's ridiculous.
Vomit starts coming out of his... No, that's too much. I think it's really... it's an incredibly well-supported segment. We always get people texting in and enjoying it, so...
We
haven't had any complaints.
All I can say is Coronation Street is shit.
Oh, here we go.
There's no need for a tiff war. If you know, you know.
5395 if you think that Emmerdale is better or worse than Coronation Street. We'd love to hear your texts. I will invite that punishment unto us at Rob's request. That was the Emmerdale Review.
Thank you.
Emmerdale. Emmerdale.
All right, Rob.